Roymans Product Management Podcast. Why product owners need effective Scrum Masters. When you consider who is an important partner for you as the person in charge of the product, your thoughts might turn to the stakeholders and development team members. But having an effective Scrum Master is crucial for product owners, as I explain in this podcast episode. Let's start by exploring what the Scrum Master should do. While the role has been discussed in many books and articles, I find that it is still not always correctly understood. What's more, it's not uncommon in my experience that product owners have to do their job without the support of a Scrum Master or Agile coach. So why is the role important? I view the Scrum Master as someone who takes care of process, collaboration, and organizational change issues. And this includes the following six duties. First, ensure that the right roles are in place and that their authority and responsibilities are clear to everyone. Second, help find people who have the right skills and are motivated to work on the product and who can then fill those roles. For example, I've seen organizations where the Scrum Masters work with human resources and the development teams to recruit new team members. Third, teach Agile values, principles, and practices to the product owners, development teams, stakeholders, and management. Help people use the right processes in the right way. Help them discover ways to improve their work, for instance, in the form of sprint retrospectives. Fourth, help set up an environment that is conducive to creative teamwork and encourage people to practice sustainable pace, to do a great job without getting overworked, losing motivation, and falling ill. Ensure that people have the infrastructure and tools they need to do a good job. And this includes laptops, tablets, phones, and software tools, but it may also include having access to a kitchen and a coffee machine. And then fifth, organizational change and empowerment. So work with senior management, human resources, and other business groups to implement the necessary organizational changes to fully empower product people and leverage agile practices. And finally, prepare and facilitate meetings. And this includes sprint planning, daily scrum, sprint review meetings, and sprint retrospectives. But as the person in charge of the product, you'll also benefit from having a Scrum Master present when you run strategy and product road mapping workshops to ensure that ground rules are being established and people are being reminded of them when that's necessary, and that everybody is heard and that nobody dominates. So having an effective Scrum Master allows you to focus on your job to maximize the value the product creates, and it avoids that as the product owner, as the person in charge of the product, you get dragged too much into being involved with people, process, and organizational change issues. In addition to that, a Scrum Master can be a helpful sparring partner for you, someone who you can discuss your concerns with and who is then able to offer helpful feedback. You can think of the product owner and Scrum Master as two complementing roles in Scrum. The former, the product owner, is responsible for product success, and the Scrum Master is responsible for process success. And without the right processes in place, it's hard to maximize value creation on a continued basis. So therefore, as the product owner, you should benefit from having somebody who takes care of the processes. Now, I've spoken about the duties of a Scrum Master, and I've tried to explain why it's useful to have the role filled. Now let's look at what Scrum Masters should not do. So in theory, your Scrum Master should focus on providing people and process leadership, but in practice, I find that Scrum Masters sometimes take on duties that do not belong to them. And so there are three in particular that I'd like to point out. The first one is related to project management. So it's a common misunderstanding that the Scrum Master is a project manager. That is not true. The individual should neither identify and assign tasks nor create any reports like a release or sprint burndown chart, for example. Instead, A Scrum Master should teach the product owner and development teams how to proactively manage a sprint and a release respectively, and remind people to use the appropriate tools if that's needed. And then the second area is the product backlog work. Keeping the product backlog up to date and workable is a responsibility the Scrum product owner and development teams share. It's not the job of the Scrum Master, and you should therefore not expect that your Scrum Master refines the backlog for you, or, you know, kind of takes a product backlog and then, you know, works on it together with the development teams, which is something I've seen more than once. So the Scrum Master is not a product backlog manager and is not a user story writer. And the same is also true for selecting product goals. An effective Scrum Master will remind you to select product goals and set those product goals, but the individual won't do it for you. And finally, the third area that I find is often kind of misunderstood as a Scrum Master duty is team management. So the Scrum Master should not manage the development team. Instead, the individual should help the team become a self-managing unit and practice self-management, and so that the team members can make realistic commitments and work together effectively. So another way to look at the Scrum Master role is to view it as an enabler or as a coach, someone who helps others understand how they can create a valuable product, but who doesn't really do the work for them. So what can you do if you don't have a Scrum Master or if your Scrum Master is ineffective? So as I mentioned earlier, it's not uncommon in my experience that there is no Scrum Master at all, or that the role is not effectively applied. I find when I ask people on my product owner courses how many attendees have a Scrum Master, then often it's only somewhere around 25 to 30% of the attendees who have a Scrum Master. And then if I ask how many of you are pleased with the work of the Scrum Master and find that the Scrum Master is able to do an effective job, the percentage is even smaller. When there is no Scrum Master, or the Scrum Master work is not done effectively, then it's likely that someone else steps up and takes on the duties as the work is important. And more often than not, that's you, the person in charge of the product. And so while I think it's great to care about the development team and the process, I do think that taking on Scrum Master duties in addition to your other work is a bad idea. And there are three reasons why that is. The first one is taking on more duties is likely to cause you to be overworked or to neglect some of your product management responsibilities. In the first case, your creativity and health will suffer. You're more likely to make mistakes and make wrong product decisions. And in the second case, when you neglect some of your core product management duties, it's often non-urgent but important work like continuous discovery and continuous strategizing that is sacrificed, that is pushed out. But what this usually means is that more work is created in the future, particularly more unplanned work. And you have to deal then with emergencies and little crises as you might be desperately trying to catch up with competitors or adjust to new trends, which you had overlooked. The second reason is that it takes time to acquire the necessary Scrum Master skills. Think of facilitating organizational change and building productive teams. And that's usually not something that you can learn within a few days or by attending a single training course. And as a consequence, I prefer to work with professional full-time Scrum Masters who carry out their jobs for an extended period and who can deepen their skills and develop the necessary expertise by focusing on being a Scrum Master. So again, it does take time, as I said earlier, to acquire and then develop the necessary skills. So again, it's good to have somebody who is focused on that and can do it as a professional. And then the third reason is if you seem to be able to take on the Scrum Master role, then I don't think there's much need for your company to hire or develop Scrum Masters. And if you think about it, if management sees that you apparently can cope without a Scrum Master, then why should they change anything? And so trying to help and trying to cover the Scrum Master and taking on Scrum Master duties can therefore mask a systemic problem and organizational impediment, rather than making it obvious and thereby ensuring that it gets addressed. So therefore, if you don't have a Scrum Master, or if the individual is not able to do an effective job, then my recommendation is don't take on the role, certainly not for an extended period. Instead, address the problem and its causes. So if you don't have a Scrum Master, consider how you can help the decision makers in the organization. Understand that Scrum Masters are not optional, but mandatory to foster an agile way of working and support product people and their development teams. And that's not only true when an organization embarks on an agile journey and undergoes maybe an agile transformation, but I really think Scrum Masters are required on a continued basis to continuously support the product people and the development teams. And personally, I find it simply unfair to ask someone to be a Scrum product owner without ensuring that the individual has an effective Scrum Master to partner with. So, I don't think that's right. And if you have a Scrum Master, but the individual's work is ineffective, then explore again the causes. For example, the Scrum Master might be stretched and might not have enough time to do a good job for you and your team or teams. Or maybe the person lacks the skills required to be effective. Maybe there's conflict between the Scrum Master and some of the development team members or yourself. So whatever the cause might be, I suggest that you talk to the Scrum Master, share your observations as objectively as you can without any judgment or blame, and listen to the person with an open mind. This will help you understand their perspective, and it will help you empathize with them. Offer your help when that's possible, and be willing to change yourself when that's necessary. And if the Scrum Master is not willing to adjust their behavior, then it might be best to try and find another person who can play the role and is more effective at supporting the development team, a product owner, stakeholders, and the wider organization. I hope you found my thoughts helpful. You can learn more about the Scrum Master role by attending my product owner training course and by reading my book, Agile Product Management with Scrum. My latest book, How to Lead in Product Management, also discusses the roles, and it talks about how you can build trust and effective connection with the individuals who work as Scrum Masters. Thank you for listening.